Artists in residency at the Bemis Center have access to the quote-unquote thrift store on the building's fourth floor. There, the artists are welcome to donated items from furniture to teapots. Luckily, artist Maya Dunitz works with found objects, according to Bemis Center curator Rachel Adams.
You know, she finds inspiration in things that people have discarded or, you know, don't no longer need.
Adams says she met Dunitz when on a research trip to Israel. For more than 25 years, Adams says, Dunitz has worked as a musician, composer, and sound artist. The exhibit currently at the Bemis Center is called Root of Two, and Adams says Dunitz's work is the culmination of their sound art and experimental music program that they launched in 2019.
At Bemis, we've always had residents come that are interested in sound, whether they're just actually a sound artist in particular or somebody that's working with sound and, you know, throughout different media that they're exploring.
Within this exhibit, there are multiple galleries. The largest one features 17 pianos. Some of them are tipped over, and many sit with their insides exposed. All of them are part of what Dunitz has labeled a herd of mammoths. All of the pianos are connected to a sound loop, which Dunitz composed herself, that allows them to play intermittently throughout the gallery. Each of the 17 pianos were donated by people in the community, and Adams says the idea of reusing them for her art was very inspiring for Dunitz.
You know, a big part of like the piano piece is that these pianos have all had a life in someone's home or, you know, in somebody's studio or something before, and they were played by those people, and now she's sort of letting them have a second life and really letting them like release their own voice, you know, without that human interaction.
The sounds of the pianos are mostly very deep reverberating tones, which may help visitors feel more immersed in the exhibit. While the pianos will play the sounds intended by the artist without any interaction, visitors are encouraged to interact with the pianos as much or as little as they would like. Because of the nature of the art, Adams encourages visitors to take their time and consider visiting more than once.
Give yourself some time, you know, because the work is durational. So you want to be able to listen and things change. And you change it because your body is there and that's morphing the sound in the room. So that's also something to consider.
Maya Dunitz, Root of Two, will be at the Bemis Center through September. There will be several performances to accompany the exhibit between now and then, and you can find more details on those at bemiscenter.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.